You're listening to Now Hear This on RN, people telling true stories into a microphone in front of an audience without any notes helping them along. Our last story today is from a storytelling slam we held last year in Sydney. At a slam, we pick 8 storytellers out of a hat to tell a 5-minute story. Such great fun. You just don't know who's going to get up or what sort of story they're going to be telling. Well, Jenny Blake told this story at the Now Hear This Storytelling Slam for Halloween last year, and the theme was spooked.
Well, mine is a little bit of a scary story, but a sort of nice scary story. Now, it started about 10, 12 years ago when my new blended family was settling into a brand new house. And we're talking blended families, 5 little kids coming together. So they were from age 5 to 13. And we moved into this great 70s house, you know, the split level, the cool stairs, the big windows, and it was fantastic. This big tree out the backyard, and whoever was there before had this, you know, this rope hanging from the tree. So it was like the kids' paradise, all these new places for them to go and discover every nook and cranny of this house. And the packing boxes became, you know, the stair slide surfing boards. And, you know, the kids were having a great time because they were finding treasures all over the place, you know, dirty Coke bottle in the shed out the back, and, you know, got really excited, you know, a button, I found a button in the bathroom, you know. So, you know, it was really exciting because, you know, these little treasures, and so they were all, you know, finding things everywhere. About the same time too, as we're settling in, I started having these quite unusual dreams, not nasty dreams, not, you know, scary dreams, but quite vivid. And the dream was me in my bed, very cozy, in the middle of the night, and a little boy would come along and wake me up. And this little boy was quite pleasant and I wasn't frightened, and we'd have this lovely conversation. And he said his name was Patrick. Anyway, Patrick was a cute little 10-year-old, and, well, I thought 10-year-old, and he had, you know, sort of that 60s look about him, the short back and sides crew cut, the, you know, the collar and tie school uniform on, the ribbed jumper, you know, these beautiful woolen, you know, long pants with the socks pulled up neatly, very presentable, and shiny black shoes, you know, and he was very pleasant. And this dream kept on happening, and so I told the kids, I said, I've been having this dream, you know, this lovely little boy, he comes and talks to me in my dreams, and they thought it was hilarious. Oh, yes, yes, oh, Patrick, yeah. So, you know, all of a sudden, mum's the big joke. I'd say, who left the wet towel in the bathroom? Patrick, you know? Who's left the empty milk carton in the fridge? Patrick, you know, it was a big running joke in the family. I was like, great, right, okay. So, you know, the Saturday morning drill, you know how it is. Those who have got soccer and football kids, you know what it is, trying to get them out of bed, get them fed, get them out of the house to football, soccer, you know, the whole round. We're at the kitchen table, we're having breakfast, I'm trying to rally the troops, and there's this meow, meow. And Sarah goes, there's kittens under the house. And with that, they drop their spoons in the bowls. They're up. They're clamoring at the back door, trying to get over each other to get under the house to find these kittens. And I'm just like, soccer, football, come back, come back, you know. There's no care in the world. So I chase down after them under the house. And they're scrambling under there, and I'm too scared to even stick my head in. It's dusty, it's dark, and I'm hearing them all going, they're going, we can't find the cats. And I'm thinking, yeah, they've scared the cats completely away, but we've found some more treasure, you know. And I'm thinking, oh, more junk. So anyway, they come out, and they've got this old comic book, some, you know, marbles, a bag of marbles, an old box, you know, some old coins, $2 coins, and not $2 coins, 2-cent coins and 1 cent. They'd never seen them before. And then they unloaded it onto the grass there, just sort of like lumped it onto the grass. And with this pencil case, belly up, and on front of the pencil case was Patrick. Oh! The hairs on my neck went up. I was terrified. I was like, no, that's too much of a coincidence. And for a minute, and it doesn't happen often, the children were quiet. They looked at me, I looked at them, they looked at me and went, Patrick! So all of a sudden, Patrick meant a little bit more. They scrambled inside. Gary's in there, coolly eating his breakfast. You know, what's the big commotion about? Patrick, Patrick, Patrick! And they're holding this pencil case up. And he's just, you know, we're talking Gary. He's a countryman. He's a man's man. He's got big shoulders and he's tough as nails. And he's going, it's just a coincidence. Don't get excited, you know. I thought, of course, calm down. So anyway, we went off and things happened. And, you know, the more jokes, but every now and then the kids were going, maybe it was Patrick. You know, maybe that was Patrick. We'd lifted up the carpet on this house and these beautiful ash floorboards, but of course they started creaking and making noises and the kids were getting up and going, oh my God, it's Patrick. And Gary was going, it's just a coincidence. There's no such thing. Go back to bed. It's all right. Keep calm. I'm here. So anyway, a couple of nights later, Gary leaps out of bed, off to the toilet, and we've got bedrooms, bedroom, bedroom, big bathroom down the end. And he's gone down there and I've heard him say, Sam, what's up? Sam, what are you doing? Go to bed, mate. What are you doing? Next thing I hear him bolt back to the bedroom, big feet banging back up to the bed, leaps into bed, jumps behind me and he's clammy as all get out. And I went, what? And he goes, I just saw Patrick. How about that? So then we said, keep calm, don't tell the kids. It was Christmas time. We thought, we'll be very happy now. You know, we'll just keep it calm. Don't mention it. You're going to frighten the children. My daughter, who'd been going to university, was coming home. She had not been any part of the Patrick story. She comes home. We get the divan out. And we all go to bed. And about 10 minutes later, I hear, Sam, what are you doing? Go to bed. Mum, what's Sam doing up? Gary and I bolt up in bed. Oh, my God, it's Patrick. We go out there and she's leant over the lounge and she's looking. She said, he was there a minute ago. I was like, oh. And we said, we'd better not alarm her. So the next morning, I said, it's all right, you know. So we calmed everything down. The next day, we all started talking about it, and we decided as a family that we would indulge in Patrick, whatever he was, a figment of our imagination, you know, whatever. And we gave him lots of love. And from that day on, he never spooked us again, but he left plenty of wet towels in the bathroom.
Jenny Blake with her story from Now Hear This Storytelling Slam. Those stories were recorded live by Andre Shabanov and Mark Jennings with technical production by Lila Shunar. I'll be back with you next week for stories of misadventure, including one of a promising political career disrupted by inadvertently becoming a drug lord. Until then, have a think about telling a story at Now Hear This. Go to our webpage and check it out. abc.net.au/radionational. I'm Melanie Tate. Have a great week and I hope you get a story or two out of it.